In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still, call the sea to still, the rage in me to still, every wave. At your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing. I will praise Jesus, Jesus.
So today we're going to hear a story that's a little bit sad. It was one of those days when something terrible happened, but God still used it for good. It was the day that Stephen made a big sacrifice for God. Stephen was one of the first people that believed in Jesus after the Holy Spirit came upon the early church, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago. But before we hear our story today, let's pray and ask God to teach us. Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth about who you are. Even through a story that might be a little sad, Lord, we pray that you would show us how you can take any situation and use it for good. In Jesus' name, amen. Big God story, the Holy Spirit empowered believers in Jerusalem to preach and heal people. God does amazing things, and he shows us that he is the one true God. When I say God is the one true God, could you guys do, God is the one true God?
Yeah. Can we try it?
Yeah. All right, let's do it. God is the one true God. Awesome. The disciples, as well as Stephen, felt so excited about what God was doing that they told as many people as they could about him. The Holy Spirit gave them faith and boldness to tell others about Jesus, and the church grew every day because more and more people, as they shared the story, began believing in Jesus. You could say it was an explosion of new faith.
Yeah, but the religious leaders who had killed Jesus were now coming after his disciples. Some of the disciples got arrested and beaten. Others were even killed for their faith. We call these people martyrs. Even though these believers experienced so many troubles, they still refused to turn their backs on Jesus as their Lord because they knew that God is the one true God. Are we ready? God is the one true God.
So let's read in Acts 6, verses 8 through 10. It says, Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. But one day, some men from the synagogue of free slaves, as it was called, started to debate with him. They were Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Sicilia, and the province of Asia. None of them could stand against the wisdom and the spirit that was with Stephen as he spoke. People falsely accused Stephen and brought him before the council of religious leaders. There, Stephen spoke boldly about his faith, even though he knew that if he told them the truth, he could be thrown in jail or even killed. Let's keep reading in Acts 6, verse 15 and into chapter 7. At this point, everyone in the high council stared at Stephen because his face became as bright as an angel. Then the high priest asked Stephen, "Are these accusations true?"
Stephen answered by telling them the big God story. He told God's covenant with Abraham, Joseph's being sold into Egypt, and God using a great famine to bring the Israelites to live in Egypt. He told of Moses in the burning bush and the 10 plagues of God used to free his people from slavery. He told about the wandering in the wilderness and the tabernacle. And he told of King David and King Solomon and the temple built for worshiping God. Then he reminded the council that many people throughout scripture hadn't understood what God was doing in the first time they heard about it. So Stephen warned these powerful religious leaders that they were doing the same thing. When Jesus showed up on the scene as the one true God, the religious leaders still turned away from him.
Let's keep reading in Acts 7, verse 54. The Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusations, and they shook their fists at him in rage. They were so angry. And while the religious leaders did this, Stephen said something else that made them even angrier. In Acts 7, verse 55 through 56, it says this, "But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into heaven and saw the glory of God and saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. And he told them, 'Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand.'"
When the religious leaders heard this, they decided they had enough. Here was Here was this Christian telling them how to interpret the big God story. And then he was saying that he had a vision of Jesus, the crucified one, sitting in heaven with God himself. The leaders got so mad that they covered their ears and yelled at the top of their voices and rushed at him. They dragged Stephen out of the city and stoned him to death. Before he died, Stephen said, "Lord, do not hold the sin against them," in Acts 7:60. Just like Jesus did when he died on the cross. Because Stephen was the first person to die for his faith. Because Stephen was the first person to die for his faith in Jesus. We call him the first martyr.
Why do you think Stephen was willing to speak so boldly about Jesus and even die for his faith? Well, it's because he knew God was the one true God who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to save us from our sins. Jesus' sacrifice was so important to Stephen that he was willing to lay down everything, even his life.
Yeah, God is the one true God that sent Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. This is the most important event that's ever happened. Today, most of us aren't in danger of losing our lives for Jesus, thankfully. But even so, what Jesus did on that cross is just as important today as it was in Stephen's day. It changed everything. Now you and I and everyone who believes can be in relationship with him, the one true God. We are his people and we get to worship him.
Stephen chose to become a martyr, meaning he gave his life for his faith because he knew that God is the one true God. Stephen shared the good news about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins with everyone. Even though he knew he could be killed for his faith in Jesus, Stephen kept following, worshiping, and proclaiming the one true God. Stephen did this because Jesus first sacrificed his life for him and for us. People have given up everything for Jesus because he's worth it. What he's done for us is worth everything we have.
So as you can see on the screen, there are some Bible verses. The first one is John 3:16, which says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." And it also says in Romans 5:8, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners."
Think about how it makes you feel to know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. If you feel really thankful to Jesus for dying on the cross, perhaps you can write a thank you note on a piece of paper wherever you're at. If it makes you feel really free, maybe draw a picture of what it looks like being free. And if it makes you want to worship God for being so kind to us, maybe you write words to a worship song you want to sing to God. You can write your own song. However you're feeling, write or draw on that piece of paper as you worship God, the one true God, for all he's done for us.
You are, let it be.
Now it's time for the blessing, so if you could hold out your hands like this while we say the blessing over you. May you worship the one true God with your whole life. May you serve and follow him with great joy.